Hello everyone, it's Jana here all joined to end. It's the 5th of February, it's a Sunday. We didn't get any February topics at the weekend, so I thought I'll do one sort of in between. And I've got Simon here with me.
Hello.
SM2N, and we've just written a letter to our MP. And I thought I'd do a boo about this because a lot of my British friends, I mean, they're all very nice and very kind, as I said the other day. But for EU citizens, it's now a little bit, it's very uncertain times for us, whether we could stay in the UK, etc., because there are certain rules, and the European embassies are mostly advising the citizens of their country to get the permanent residence card, which we never needed before, because as EU citizens we had the right to be in the UK, but now we may need to prove this after Brexit. So whenever I mention to my friends that I'm a bit worried about this whole process and we don't know what's going to happen, etc., obviously our family is mixed, British and European. They all say, you'll be all right, you'll be here so long, you've been here so long, and you have British children and you're married to a British husband and you'll be okay. And they're quite shocked when I tell them that actually none of those things, the length of my stay here, the fact that I'm married to a British person, the fact that I have British children in school, none of those things matter at all. It all goes that as an EU citizen, you come to the UK and you are here to exercise your treaty rights. And the treaty rights are you either work, you're a student, you're self-sufficient, or I always forget the fourth one. I think it's running a business, but I'm not entirely sure. So those are your treaty rights. So there's nothing about having a family or getting married to a British person or having children or anything like that. So those are the only things where they would consider you have the right to stay.
Working?
Yeah, working, self-sufficient, student, and running a business, I think. I'm not sure about that though, because I've heard that a lot of people who there are a lot of Germans here who have their own business, and they're all not entirely sure whether they'll be allowed to still run their business after Brexit. So not sure. And the rules are is that apparently what matters most, as I understand it, is what you do for the first 5 years after coming here. So if you exercise your treaty rights for the first 5 years, you then automatically acquire the right to permanent residence. And from what I've heard, theoretically, after that, it doesn't matter if you then cease economic activity in legal terms, or whatever else you do.
No longer being employed?
Yes.
Okay. Having babies and bringing them up.
Exactly.
Like those sorts of things.
Yes.
Right.
The only thing is that you need to get this permanent resident card, you need to prove this to the Home Office. And there is an 85-page document that we need to fill in, and it's actually because
an application form
that because we never needed to do this. So I think the Home Office have not made any kind of effort to make this a little bit simpler. So it's 85 pages. Most of them aren't really relevant to us, but it's still very confusing. You don't really know, do you need to fill this in or not?
What? So that application form is designed for
non-EU.
For nationalities.
For other nationalities. It's designed for either non-EU or for sort of more complicated cases where someone from the EU wishes to bring in family members who don't have EU nationality or where they have something called a retained right, so where they acquired the right because they were, again, probably other nationalities who were married to an EU citizen, then got divorced or died or moved away or whatever. So it's all sort of complicated cases. So that's, I think, who it was designed for. So it covers pretty much any eventuality, but it's not straight, but not the straightforward one if you're an EU citizen. So they've not really made that any simpler. And even though the only thing they have done now is there's an online version, because before they asked you to send your passport in, and they would keep that passport for the whatever, how many months it takes. At the moment, I think it takes 8 months to process applications. And they would keep the passport, and people have been rejected because they've been unable to submit their passport for that length of time. So they've done an online version now where you can do all the thing online, and then you can go to some local councils now. They can view the passport and then tell the Home Office they've seen it, and then that's fine. So that's the only kind of concession they've made. But otherwise, it's all very complicated. They're also quite unfair rules. So a lot of mums are getting caught out because they are stay-at-home mums. The way that the health insurance system is organised here, so as a self-sufficient person, which you would be. So apparently that counts if you're a stay-at-home parent. So you have a husband to support who supports you while you're looking after the kids at home. However, what is not very well known is that the Home Office wants you to have comprehensive health insurance if you're doing that. And obviously that doesn't really work very well in the UK because they have what is called national insurance here. So you don't really get a choice what system you want to pay into. Like you go in Germany, you can either go state health insurance or private medical or private insurance, whereas here everything gets treated on the NHS, and the private medical insurance is sort of a top up, so you can get seen more quickly, have the operation more quickly, but it doesn't cover visits to the GP.
So private medical insurance is not comprehensive.
No, it's not comprehensive. But they say so you have you to prove, have comprehensive health insurance.
How can you prove to have comprehensive
yeah, exactly.
health insurance in the if you're living in the UK where it's not available?
I know. So it's completely daft. I've even seen where they've said, you know, you have to send from your own member state, your health insurance from your own member state, together with a letter that you don't wish to stay in the UK forever. In that, in a document where you are applying for a permanent residence card. So there's a lot of stuff that doesn't actually make any sense.
That's contradictory.
Unless I'm misunderstanding this wildly, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense. But the thing that definitely doesn't make sense is the, requiring you to have health insurance, which doesn't actually exist, comprehensive health insurance. So a lot of people are getting caught out by this. So... but this is actually what it takes, and this is what the UK requires EU citizens to do.
So if you were living in Germany, then you would have comprehensive insurance.
Well, yeah, because you have to.
So if you were living in Germany, you could apply for this card and you could prove that you've got that. But being someone who's lived here for 16 years...
Yeah, I can't. I haven't.
Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that, should I?
That's all right.
Yeah, just ignore that bit.
That's all right.
Yeah.
yes, I'm quite old, yeah. Anyway, so I just wanted to clear
it's not
up this.
Is it? Yeah.
No. So I just wanted to clear up this myth that, you know, the length of time has anything to do with it. Not at all. And the Home Office is certainly not making it easy. And there's a lot of anxiety amongst EU citizens as to this whole thing. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening.